This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. America is on a collision course that will very likely erupt into widespread social unrest. That's the topic of today's podcast. I thank you for joining me here. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, healthrangerreport.com. So right now there's a race happening in Washington, D.C., a race to determine who can get the goods on the other party first. Now, let me describe what's going on. So the Democrats know that this FISA warrant information is coming out. Release the memo, right? That's the popular hashtag right now. Hashtag release the memo. You can tweet that out if you'd like. This memo contains damning information that indicts the top members of the FBI, the DOJ, and the Obama administration, and ties them to the Clintons and the DNC, by the way. This memo, if it comes out, it's game over for the Democrats. Now, it could take several weeks for this memo to come out, or it could happen almost instantly if, say, for example, President Trump declassifies the memo, which he has the power to do as the president, you know, the executive branch leader. So the Democrats know they're toast if this comes out. What they're trying to do is call for Trump's impeachment with some hard evidence before that memo comes out. This is why Robert Mueller now wants to interview President Trump, because then they can fabricate a process crime. They can ask him questions and catch him in a slightly inconsistent answer compared to something that he said earlier under oath. And even though there's no Russia collusion, there's no, you know, proof of or even evidence of any involvement with the Russians, because that entire thing has been a hoax from the start, they can still come up, they can engineer a process crime to say that Trump lied to the government. Now, never mind the fact that Hillary Clinton lies to the government all the time. Lied about Benghazi, lied to America, lied about her email server, lied about the nature of the secret emails that she allowed to very likely be hacked by other foreign nationals and so on. Democrats can lie all the time and they get away scot-free. They're never held to account for lying. But when a conservative is caught lying, oh my God, the press erupts. It's the biggest story ever. It's Watergate all over again. And that's what they're going to try to do with Trump. So there's a race. There's a very aggressive push underway to see who can get to the finish line first. Because if the Democrats lose this narrative, if this FISA warrant abuse information comes out and this memo comes out and testimony starts coming out, let's say the DOJ really digs in and investigates this. And what about those 5 months of missing texts from Peter Strzok and Lisa Page? If the truth about the FBI corruption comes out, then it's over for the Democrats for 2018 and no doubt for 2020 and maybe beyond. The Democrats could be discredited for a generation, similar to the way that Republicans were discredited following the Nixon Watergate scandal, which was a walk in the park compared to what the Clintons and James Comey and Robert Mueller are trying to pull off here. I mean, think about it. Watergate was just some low-level break-in to try to steal some documents on their opposition. You know, but this today, this is about weaponizing, Obama weaponizing the surveillance state, the deep state, the intelligence community, to specifically target their political enemies using false justification, you know, secret spying, total violation of Fourth Amendment rights, total violation of national law. This is the biggest political scandal in America's history. Now, whoever gets to the finish line first, the opposite political party goes berserk. We're going to have an eruption of social chaos no matter who gets to the finish line first. And let me explain. If the Democrats get to the finish line first and they manage to fabricate some kind of crime and attribute it to Donald Trump, or fabricate evidence that, quote, proves that there was collusion with Russia, which is nonsense. It would have to be fake evidence. But if they do that, and they call for impeachment, and there is actual an impeachment effort underway, middle America will erupt. There, the people, you know, we the people of America who elected Trump, will not stand for a political coup to take place in Washington, D.C. They already know that the FBI is totally corrupt. They already know the media is complicit in that corruption. They already know the DOJ was corrupt. They know Obama was a sleeper cell criminal whose goal was to destroy America. This is widely known now. I mean, 5 years ago, it was considered a conspiracy theory. Now it's kind of widely known. I mean, think about it. Sean Hannity today, what he's saying on the radio every day right now sounds like Alex Jones 5 years ago, because Sean Hannity followed the evidence. And guess what? It is collusion. There is a massive conspiracy. There is massive abuse of power. It's all mainstream now. Even Judge Napolitano, Andrew Napolitano, sounds, you know, he's saying things that would have been considered fringe conspiracy just 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Because the truth is coming out and it's going mainstream. Heck, even Rush Limbaugh is on, he's walking down the path here. He understands the level of corruption and collusion, although he doesn't use super strong language often, but he still communicates to his audience about what's actually happening. So this stuff is mainstream now. The truth, you know, the corruption. So the middle America won't stand for an effort to remove Trump from office, because that would be a political coup. That would be the end of the republic. And the American people won't stand for it. There will be, I predict, something that I call Second Amendment activation, if that happens. Second Amendment activation is when, you know, the Second Amendment is the immune system of America. It was put into the Constitution as a way for the people to fight back against extreme government abuse of power. That's the whole point of the Second Amendment. As it's often said, the Second Amendment is not about shooting animals. It's not about hunting. It's about shooting tyrants. That's actually what the Second Amendment was created for. So if the Second Amendment gets activated, it would only take a few thousand Americans marching on Washington and arresting people like James Comey, doing just mass citizens arrests. I'm not calling for it. I'm predicting it, okay? I'm not activating the Second Amendment here. I'm just saying that this could happen. And if Trump gets kidnapped and removed from office, then I will call for the Second Amendment activation, just to be clear. If that happens, if there's a coup happening, I will absolutely call for the American people to rise up and defend their nation against the overthrow coup of the left. All right? So, just to be clear. Now, on the flip side, if this memo comes out, and if the truth about the corruption of the FBI comes out, the corruption of the DOJ, Obama, especially if Obama starts to get named in this stuff, and if Hillary Clinton is named and so on, guess what? The left goes berserk. The left goes insane. The left, which is already really a fringe radical group of haters and violence. I mean, the left is a hate group at this point. The Democrat Party is practically synonymous with domestic terrorism at this point. You know, how much they support Antifa, which calls for killing people and calls for violence and burning things down, you know, arson and bombings and so on, and train derailments, all that stuff. That's Antifa. And if the left is just waiting for an excuse to take to the streets and burn down their cities and engage in mass chaos, because that's all they know. The left doesn't have any reason. I mean, rationality. They can't think clearly anymore. They've been driven insane. They're mentally ill because they've been so indoctrinated with hatred and irrationality and paranoia and myths by the left-wing media, such as MSNBC or late-night comedy, so-called comedy. It's really just hate TV at this point. The left is just looking for a reason to spill out into the streets and engage in just total chaos, complete mayhem. That will be triggered when all of this comes out about the FISA memo and when Trump calls for the arrest of, let's say, James Comey, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, some of these others who are involved in all of this. As this comes out, the left goes insane. Now, This, I believe, is already in the works. If you were to ask me which of these two things is going to happen, remember, it's a race to the finish line. The Democrats want to impeach and remove Trump from power before Trump's administration exposes the corruption and collusion of the Democrats, / FBI, / DOJ, Obama, and so on. My belief is that the Republicans are going to win this. Trump is going to win this, I should say, because we already know, based on previous podcasts that I've put out here, that, remember this, former military contractors have been told to prepare for domestic deployment to help keep down social chaos in the cities of America, which tells me that the administration is absolutely expecting some major event to result in widespread unrest among the inner cities. Now, what event could that be? And in my analysis, now this is just a guess, this isn't, I don't have proof of this, but it's an educated guess of what might happen, is that the Trump administration is going to call for mass arrests of corrupt Democrats. We're talking about, again, the FBI, the former head of the DOJ, former Obama administration officials, maybe even Obama himself, maybe even Hillary Clinton. If this happens, or if any portion of that happens, even if it doesn't include Obama, for example, then the left is going to go insane. They're going to burn down their cities. There's going to be widespread unrest, social chaos, and so on. And in order to prevent that violence from spilling out and becoming an actual civil war, there's going to be a martial law style crackdown. It may not be called martial law, but it will be a martial law kind of action. It may be, they'll call it, shelter in place, but it's probably actually going to be martial law. Like, there'll be a curfew, probably, in many of these cities, and there'll be contractors called in, and there'll be National Guard activated to help keep the violence down. And the thing is, it's going to happen in many cities all at once. So the response will be very difficult to handle from the point of view of the Trump administration, because the resources that the feds have will be spread out across the country. And, National Guard troops or State Guard, they only have so many, and they can't make arrests. Did you know that? They can't even make arrests. They can defend police against violence, but only local law enforcement, police and sheriffs and so on, can actually make arrests of local citizens. National Guard troops do not have the authority and power to do that. No, except in certain situations, let's say if the governor of the state grants certain permission and so on, but it's a convoluted discussion I'm not going to get into. So I believe that social chaos is coming because there is anticipation of a major bombshell, kind of a house cleaning operation on the part of the Trump administration to go drain the swamp by locking them up. And the evidence is building for that. That's what the OIG investigation has been all about, this four-page memo. That's what this is all about, that it's all going to come out. And people like Sean Hannity are doing an excellent job, by the way, of getting this out there. And there are some journalists like Sarah Carter, I think, is doing the best work on this currently. John Solomon has done some work, but he's been kind of mysteriously silenced recently after being attacked by the mainstream media, as you might suspect. In any case, I don't see how America gets out of this situation without some degree of social chaos. That's my point. And in this social chaos, here's a prediction of some of their friends or buddies. I mean, yeah, they're probably going to roll out there and start taking shots at their enemy, whoever that may be. And this is how we end up in a civil war, by the way, which we don't want to see. But I've been predicting this for quite some time, that conditions are headed for a kind of collision that could easily result in civil war type of actions, especially in areas like California, where you've got radical left-wing cities like San Francisco pitted against the rest of California, which is really not radical left-wing. Well, except parts of Sacramento. But I mean, rural California is mostly not left-wing. And it's not unreasonable, it's not out of the realm of possibility to think that maybe there could be a civil war in California where you've got rural Californians battling it out with the radical left-wing city, you know, Antifa people at UC Berkeley and so on, for the control of the future of the state of California. You know, border control, getting rid of the sanctuary state designation, enforcing the law in California, restoring Second Amendment rights in California, for example. There's a lot of issues that could come to the surface. So I actually see California as one of the potential true hot spots of possible kinetic action in this. And again, I don't, you know, I don't want to see bloodshed in California or anywhere else. I want to see Californians follow the law. I want to see border security. I want to see restoration of the full constitutional rights of American citizens. I want to see the outcome of this, of the election protected, you know, the presidential election. I want to see the deep state exposed. And most Americans, frankly, agree with everything I just said, except the radical left and the left-wing media and so on. So these are some very interesting things to think about. Follow more at my website, newstarget.com, which just had a makeover. It's easier to read now. And also, of course, naturalnews.com. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and you can hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Also want to recommend allnewspipeline.com, stevequayle.com, and thegatewaypundit.com are all doing outstanding work. TheNationalSentinel.com is authored by our own J.D. Hayes, and he's doing great work as well. So check out all those websites to stay informed. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.